is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Middle Earth has found high ground with the third and final chapter in Peter Jackson's Hobbit trilogy. The Battle of the Five Armies brought in $56.2 million at the movie box office over the weekend to bring its five-day North American opening to $90.6 million. It's far off the opening weekend grosses of the first two films in the Hobbit trilogy, but still leads and shoulders above two other new openings. Night at the Museum Secret of the Tomb also was the third film in the Museum series. That opened with $17.3 million to clinch a distant runner-up position, while Sony's Annie remake pulled in $16.3 million for third place. After that, it was Exodus, Gods and Kings with $8 million, The Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1, $7.8 million, Wild with $4 million, Top 5 with almost $4 million, Big Hero 6 with less than $4 million, and Penguins of Madagascar, $3.5 million, followed by the number 10 movie, PK, with, again, $3.5 million. And, of course, we had one of the stars of The Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies, Evangeline Lilly, on this program a week ago. North Korea is threatening to blow up the White House. President Obama blaming North Korea for the cyber attack on Sony, and North Korea now has threatened more attacks against the U.S. government and other American businesses after the FBI said that country was behind the hacking. In a ranting post published by the state news agency, Korean authorities said they will blow up the White House. Yet the communist government continues to deny that they have anything to do with the cyber attacks on Sony. Meanwhile, Sony Pictures erased all traces of the movie The Interview from its social media pages. Hackers threatened top-level Sony execs on Friday, saying, "We want everything related to the movie, including its trailers, as well as its full version, down from any website hosting them immediately." And they caved in almost immediately, removing all tweets from the movie's Twitter page, deleting the movie's Facebook page, and removing all of the movie's footage from its YouTube page. The studio says it's now looking at alternatives to allow them to release the movie on a different platform. One report says Sony will release the movie on Crackle for free. And the Obama administration is asking China to help in blocking North Korea's ability to launch cyber attacks. So far, China hasn't responded to the request, but their cooperation would be critical since virtually all of North Korea's telecommunications run through Chinese-operated networks. This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett, and a contributor every week is animal advocate Anne Marie Lucas from Animal Precinct on Animal Planet, and we're here to talk about animals. Hello, Anne Marie.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, and I hope your pets are well.
They are very well, thank you.
Now, you heard about this interesting story because it raises some ethical questions. An Indiana woman's will asked that her still-living dog be euthanized to be buried with her.
What's your
take on that?
So this is a very unfortunate situation, not only for the woman, but for the dog as well, because nobody wins here. The dog has lost its owner, the owner has lost her beloved pet, and she must have felt very desperate to make a decision like this. I know from reading the articles that she attempted to have her beloved dog placed in Best Friends Animal Sanctuary out in Utah, but it was a money issue, which is also a consideration. What happens to your pet after you pass away or you become ill and can't take care of your pet anymore? Which brings us to a conversation we should all be having with our family, friends, loved ones regarding our beloved pets and what happens to them after we should pass.
Well, I'm thinking that this, why should the dog be killed? Why can't they just wait and when the dog dies naturally, be buried? It won't make any difference to the woman because she's no longer around.
Absolutely. And that's why you have to have that conversation. But also, lots of people aren't willing to take in a family member's dog after they've passed. I've been in the animal world for over 20 years now, and I've seen it over and over and over again where an elderly person has a beloved pet and nobody in the family wants to take responsibility for that pet. Maybe the pet is old as well and has medical issues. We don't know the certain circumstances regarding this particular dog. Maybe the dog is not that friendly to strangers because shepherds, as you know, are very loyal to their owners. And maybe this dog doesn't get along with other family members or friends, and she was desperate to find a place. And if it didn't work out where she could bring the dog to the animal sanctuary, what was her alternative? And hopefully in this case, and hopefully in other cases across the country, people will step up and take the concern away from elderly pet owners or incapacitated pet owners who have animals that they love and just don't have a place for them. It's really up to the community, friends, family, everybody involved, local shelters, rescue groups, to be concerned about pets and what happens to them, because then we wouldn't be in this legal battle right now.
We're talking with Anne-Marie Lucas, our animal advocate here on America Weekend. And the thing that strikes me is that, well, I guess when people are reaching the end of their life or maybe they die suddenly, this is maybe the last thing they think about. They think about their home and their finances and their will and their money, but they don't really necessarily think about the pet, and this kind of raises a very good issue.
I think this is very timely, and I think that we're living longer. Our pets are living longer because of good health care for both of us nowadays, medical care for your pets. So we really have to consider them as we go forward and get older. I know my husband and I have this conversation all the time. We have numerous pets, as you know. And what happens to them if something should happen to one of us? Now, we don't even travel together anymore. We laugh. We're like the vice president and the president of our household. We're not allowed to go together on long trips right now, because what happens if both of us are in an accident and we don't come home to our pets? What happens then? We laugh about it, but it certainly is a serious conversation if you think about it.
Wow. So you don't even travel together?
That's the excuse we're using. We don't travel together very often because we have so many pets, and it's very hard to find someone to take care of all of our animals and to find somebody trustworthy to come into your home and take care of your animals. So that's what we tell ourselves.
All right. So what you mentioned earlier, the fact that this is a German Shepherd. Your pet tip this week is about getting the right breed to fit your lifestyle in your house, right?
Absolutely. I mean, before you bring in a new pet to your home, first consider the lifespan of that animal. If you're bringing in a dog or a cat, especially a very young dog or cat, they are going to live, hopefully, 10-plus years, unless something medically happens or there's an accident or what may happen to them, besides the fact that they can live very long lives, up to 20 years in some cases. And if that doesn't work for you, you might want to consider another type of pet, maybe a guinea pig or a rabbit or something with a lesser lifespan than the responsibility of having a dog or cat for numerous years. And then you certainly should always consider the breed. I mean, we talked about this. The German Shepherd is so loyal to their owners that shelters are filled with German Shepherds because of this fact. They don't take very easily to new situations and new homes and new people. It takes a long time to gain their trust. So before you adopt a German Shepherd, make sure that that Shepherd is accounted for if something should happen to you, or gets along with other people in your family or friends. Very important to train them to be social and not just your protector.
And they are very good at that, though, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's why they were originally bred for protection. Shepherds, Dobermans, the bigger breeds, the Akitas, these are all very, very dominant breeds that are wonderful dogs, but you have to understand them, and you have to make sure that other people understand the type of dog you have and that you socialize these dogs so that they're not so protective that they can't be placed in a good situation when you or something happens to you or you're no longer with us.
How much should someone put away, like in a special account, to care for their animal via vet bills or food after they're gone or when they give it up?
That's a great point, because a lot of these animals end up in your local animal shelter. So if you've been contributing to your local animal shelter or rescue group over the years, make sure that they know that and maybe make an arrangement with them. If you're a member of this organization or rescue group, they will certainly reciprocate and take your pet in if you've been a contributor to them for years and you've supported the shelter in whatever way you can. That's a great arrangement to try and make if it doesn't work out with family or friends. But certainly, perhaps talk to a lawyer, talk to a family member, a trusted family member or a friend, where you can put some money away and really have this conversation. I think it's such a great thing that this was reported, because it certainly gets the conversation going, and really, really consider your pets. They're our beloved family members. Why would you want to leave that to somebody else who maybe doesn't have their best interest? at heart. So really take the time to think about this.
Do you know the birthdays of your dogs?
Some of them, yes. We have so many, though. I keep a list. And our vet is really good at giving us announcements. They're really great. They'll give happy birthday to our pets, little emails from them. And it reminds me, oh, it's Bella's birthday today, or oh, it's Merlin's birthday. We don't have parties for our pets, if that's the next question. But every day is a party in our house for our pets, so we don't have to have a special party on their birthday.
And I'm not surprised that you get all kinds of email from your vet. You have to be their favorite customer.
We are their number one customer. I mean, we...
You're like so customer funny. Number 1 through 12.
They love us. And listen, we found a wonderful vet who's wonderful to our pets. So it's a wonderful relationship I have with our local vet, a local country vet, not a big fancy vet, just a local country vet here in upstate New York. Love them.
Anne-Marie Lucas, thank you so much. And we wish you a happy 2015. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much. Take care.
And with Anne-Marie Lucas, I'm Mike Bennett, and this is America Weekend.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free. And get 2 free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, 2 free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.